The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, The Burbs is a new dark comedy which launches on Sky and Now TV today and is based on the 1989 comedy movie of the same name, which starred Tom Hanks. This time around, it is British comedian and actor Jack Whitehall who leads the series, along with Kiki Palmer, whose worlds are upended when a new neighbour moves in across the road from the young couple. And I've mangled all of this, but I am still delighted to say Jack Whitehall joins us now to tell us a little bit more about the series. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about The Burbs.
The Burbs is a series that's inspired by the 1989 Tom Hanks classic, The Burbs. It sort of takes the same premise as the movie, but it kind of tells a completely different story with a new set of characters. It's about this couple who move to the suburbs, and it all seems very nice, but it turns out everyone has a secret. And then it's a kind of 8-part like mystery series where they kind of discover these deep, dark secrets about one of their neighbors.
The suburbs, you grew up in the suburbs. Was it kind of familiar to you?
I sort of feel like in this show, there's a sort of creepy house and everyone is kind of suspicious about what went on in the creepy house. And I sort of feel like we probably were the creepy house. We were the one that all of the neighbors were looking at going, there's definitely some shady stuff going on in there. And yeah, that patriarch in particular has 100% got some skeletons in his closet. So I feel like, yeah, we were probably that house.
Well, your family probably would have been a bit artsy, a bit different. I mean, your dad, obviously, I think was a TV producer, your mother, an actor, Nigel Havers dropping in and so on. So were you a little bit different to everybody else in your house?
On our street?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That doesn't sound creepy. That sounds kind of cool. I always fancied Nigel Havers, to be honest.
I never felt like we were cool. I felt like, yeah... My dad was probably not the easiest neighbor to get on with. I remember him having lots of disputes with people over garden hedges and bins. I just remember him being a sort of nightmare to live in the vicinity.
Is he like
Maybe that was clouded by the fact that I was in the house with him and also finding him a nightmare.
Is he the same in real life as he would be on Travels with My Father?
I always say he's a bit toned down on that show. He really benefits from an edit. In real life, you don't get to edit him. You just get it unabridged. So, yeah, I think he's actually in real life, and especially as he's got a little bit older since he did Travels with My Father. Yeah, the edges are even sharper now.
Yeah. Come here. You've acted in a lot of things: Decline and Fall, Fresh Meat, Bad Education, various other things as well. And obviously, you're very well known as a comedian. Do you see yourself as a bit of both, or is acting kind of taking center stage?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I always try and keep doing both, and I love getting to do stand up alongside acting. And actually, I feel like it sort of helps in terms of, you know, attuning that part of your brain, and it makes me a better writer and improviser. And in a show like this, there was a fair amount of improv, and you were working with a lot of other comedians and comic actors, and there was quite a lot of play within the scenes. And you know, the fact that I do stand up and therefore have to kind of hone my skills as an improviser and try and, you know, sort of be present in the moment and alive to what's happening in a comedy club, I think you can transfer that skill onto set. So I think that really helped with this show, that a lot of us came from that comedy background. I love being able to do both.
Do you think you could sort of inherit the shoes of Hugh Grant in that, you know, that kind of posh British, you've got the accent, the looks and all of that, that perhaps like the Americans, et cetera, might fall in love with greatly?
Maybe he's had an amazing career. And I think, you know, when I go over to America, I definitely find myself like hamming it up a bit.
I was going to actually, that was my next question. Do you actually ham up the posh British thing? Because we're Irish and when we go to America, we put on fake Irish accents because otherwise they can hardly tell.
Yeah. I think I probably do play up to it a little bit. And maybe kind of, you know, less so than I would if I was filming in Dublin.
Yeah, you'd want to tone it down if you're in Dublin. In fairness,
my personality down by about five.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come here, tell me about the chemistry test you had to do with your co-star in The Burbs. It sounds really unusual. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, they flew me over to Atlanta where Kiki was filming, and then we had to do a chemistry test to see whether, you know, we had on-screen chemistry, I guess. And you're in there with the showrunner and the casting director and some of the producers and a load of cameras, and you've never met this person before in your life. So it's literally like going on a first date, a speed date as well, because you're only in there for about 15 minutes. But you're doing a speed date with a load of other people watching you and judging whether you two have chemistry together.
Quite a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, again, you know, it's like a date where then you don't get any response afterwards for a while. So you're also like, you know, left on red for a bit, which just adds to the anxiety because you've got to wait for a few weeks for a load of other
and you don't feel you can text because you'd be really uncool.
You don't want to look too needy. No.
And was this a role, I mean, I'm sure you probably saw the film when you were a kid. Is this a role you really wanted?
Yeah, I love the scripts. I mean, yeah, I'd seen the film and was aware of the movie. I revisited it and you know, thought it held up so well. But when I read the scripts, I loved that they'd taken it and kind of gone off in a completely different direction and done something quite fresh, I think, with it. It sort of felt like it warranted a remake because it was only really a spiritual remake and it wasn't, you know, just trying to retread the same territory.
Yeah.
And I loved the tone of it. It was really funny. It had a lot of heart and it touched on some really interesting themes as well about, you know, racial politics and parenthood and, you know, it felt like it was a really pertinent and interesting take on the source material, and it felt like it would really appeal to
and in fairness, that like we're not going to give any spoilers and we're not allowed, in fact, but that the plot does look really, really good. Of course, that's not the only, The Burbs are not the only exciting thing that you have coming up. You're going to host SNL UK.
Yeah, I'm doing the fourth episode of that, which I'm really looking forward to. I watched the first two episodes go out and thought they were so good, and it was, you know.
Yeah, you've tough acts to follow. Jamie Dornan did really well, and of course the legendary Tina Fey. Are you nervous?
Yeah, I am a little bit nervous because they have both those episodes really knocked it out of the park, so I really kind of want to, you know, deliver a good show, and you know, I'm excited to kind of like get to play with all of those cast members who I think are so good, and it's definitely going to be a tough act to follow.
Okay, interesting to say you get nervous, because I've seen you live so many times. You strike me as quite a confident person. Do you still? I mean, would you still get nervous if you're standing up on stage to do live comedy?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll probably be less nervous about doing something like the monologue because I feel like that's within my comfort zone, but I haven't done a lot of sketch comedy, so that will be, you know, relatively new territory for me. And you know, I grew up being obsessed with sketch comedy and, you know, League of Gentlemen and Not the 9 o'clock News, and I love sketch comedy for so. And in fact, I started as a sketch comic. The first time I ever went to Edinburgh was with two of my mates, and we had a sketch show. And so I kind of, when I was 15, 16, that's what I wanted to do, was to be a sketch comic, and obviously went off in a completely different direction. But yeah, I'll be really excited to be getting to play in that kind of arena, but it will be kind of new territory for me, so I think I probably will be quite nervous.
Okay, speaking of nerves, I have to ask you the most important question last. As a fellow Arsenal fan, Are we finally going to do it this year? Because I don't know about you, but every match is like getting up in front of 10,000 people and performing. I've just gut-wrenching nerves literally every game at this stage.
I know. It's like we literally cannot win a game comfortably. The whole thing is so exhausting. And I think it's going to be even more exhausting as we head towards the end of the season. And I think we probably will do it, but I think we will limp over the line, crawl over the line.
I keep fantasizing that I'm kind of in May and watching the title being presented and kind of going, I just would love to be there now, and it was all over. Actually, I'm not enjoying it at all, I have to say.
No, none of it is enjoyable. And do you know the other really annoying? I'm getting married in 2 weeks' time, and it's the same weekend as Arsenal Man City. So I'm just like, I cannot allow that to ruin the weekend, and I can't be thinking about it.
You can't.
The question that it might even be considered to ruin the weekend, I'm sure your good lady wife is not really happy that this is even a consideration.
No, I know. And that's why it's like, can they not just do the decent thing and win the next game, and Man City can, lose some points, and then I don't even have to worry about it on the weekend. Just focus on.
We'll hope so.
Absolutely. Look, thank you so much for joining us, Jack. That is, of course, Jack Whitehall, their comedian and actor. And we are so excited about The Burbs and indeed SNL on the 11th of April.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4:00. On News Talk, conversation that counts.